humiliation against homophobia. I was just going to say, I was going to put a submission into Herioka. I found it a little difficult because we do a lot of work with our relationship recognition. We're organising Same-Sex Marriage National Day of Action, which is going to be on August the 13th, a very big event. It just struck me, I don't know, when I was reading it, it was very difficult to actually put a submission together saying that something that said we were financially discriminated but couldn't, well, from what I gather, couldn't mention relationship recognition, because a lot of times when we do work, it's basically a lot of the effects that people have in society are just because your relationship isn't recognised. People say, you know, same-sex marriage ban didn't mean anything, you know, it was banned before, but it really did. I mean, people can point to that and they can actually use that as an excuse to discriminate even further. So we found it a bit difficult to make a submission based on the fact that, you know, it only seemed to be very narrow focus, and we found it difficult to do that. But having said that, there is something I noticed. My experience of discrimination has been more with Centrelink, and as the one person's already mentioned, my experience has been that they sometimes will recognise same-sex relationships, but it's normally only to breach you for something or reduce your payment, and which is something that I probably wouldn't want to fight for. but I guess that brings it to a point, the fact that a lot of times, you know, you will get recognised if it means reducing or taking away your rights, but if we actually can't get, you know, full recognition of relationships, we just don't get any of the benefits. So I would actually argue that perhaps, you know, that's more enshrining us as second-class citizens rather than making us as equals.
Thank you.